There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality games. Let's love.
You said bam through it, and now I want to have sex again.
Y'all, it's the 4th of July, and there better be some fireworks tonight for Poodle. Because I'm not coming back tomorrow.
I just kind of want a restful night.
I'm not coming back tomorrow if you don't get fucked. And we have a lot to do.
How is everyone spending their 4th? I hope everyone is having a joyous and safe 4th of July.
Yeah, some fried chicken, some baked beans. What does your family eat on 4th of July?
You know, we...
Y'all, welcome to Reality
Gays. Welcome
Gaze.
To Reality Gays. This is 90 Day
Maddie
Diaries.
And this is Poodle. This is 90 Hello. Day Diaries, y'all. We surprised you. Or as Rodney says,
surprised.
We're recording this on the 4th of July. You're listening on the 5th.
We normally, that's how dedicated we are.
We're taking up our holiday.
America's birthday.
And then after this, we're doing some of our watch alongs since we're together. What are we starting on the Patreon?
This is inside baseball, but
no,
that's
we're
fine.
Doing, no, we're letting them know. What are we starting for the,
We're starting season 4.
And we're dropping that first step. That's what we're starting.
On our Patreon.
Of 90 Day Fiancé.
Of Classless.
But what we've started the tradition.
We're so excited. We're starting season 4.
We're season 4, and we're dropping the first episode on the free feed. It'll drop next.
You're going to get it.
In like, 2 weeks from now.
Everybody's going to get it.
Everybody's going to get it.
To answer your question after you yelled something and shouted at me. Something.
And Tifa's in that season, this season. Who's in the season? Pedro's in the season.
And Fisa.
No, not Antifa.
Not Antifa.
Not Antifa and Fisa. What did I
I thought I said Fisa.
Sorry,
I think I just said earlier, you know, when I first met you, I thought you were dumb because you kind of look dumb.
Because, y'all, I did art. And I put Poodle's face on Melissa.
And you're not dumb.
And I put my face on Cheese Stick. And I said, we kind of look alike.
I might, because you both have that kind of like Gomer look.
I know.
That when I look at you.
They call me in Gomer in college.
I would say, is this person an idiot?
No, I'm fine.
But to turn out, I might call you an idiot because you'll say something ridiculous. You're not. You're a very smart person.
Most of the time. I have my moments.
You know, and you just confuse things.
I do. I do confuse
and it
things.
Enrages me sometimes.
I really did the best from somebody taught by a pig in Oklahoma.
No, the pig was the valedictorian.
Well, I know, but
anyway, you asked what my family
eats on 4th of July. Who gives a shit now?
Well, now they, I asked what they were doing tomorrow, and my mother's like, well, I'm just doing some black bean burgers on the grill.
Not even
meat? And some fish, grilled fish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're.
But growing up, y'all had burgers?
We had burgers, grilled chicken. Fourth of July was not a family. We would go to some picnics, you know,
oh, really?
I think, with family. But you know what? That's not true. We would go over to my cousin's house. But it was all kind of like catch as catch can. People brought things. Mm-hmm. It's all these like Southern food, barbecue, sides, you know. It was a little less organized than other holidays. You just kind of, people brought potato chips or it was kind of the trash food holiday,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Then we just, because you can, as you can do in South Carolina, we just shot off fireworks in the front yard.
Yeah, we did that at my grandpa's.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
And I remember having to pick corn because it's a very common in South Carolina corn harvest season was around there.
Yep.
So 4th of July always had lots of corn.
We had lots of corn.
We had to shuck corn.
From my grandpa's farm. We had corn, tomatoes, yep. Okra.
Yep.
It was all from the garden.
They had okra in Oklahoma?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
A big okra steak.
I just feel like that's very a South thing. I didn't think about that.
Lots of okra where I'm from.
Huh.
Pickled, fried.
I must say, I only like okra when it's pickled or fried.
I've never had it like roasted. I wonder if you could roast
the
okra.
The texture would probably be really off.
Can you roast okra? I wonder.
This is so boring.
Where are we?
We need
to get on because this is actually a great episode.
Here's why I don't think you can roast okra. I think the fried okra gives it the crunchy texture that kind of combats the
sliminess of it. I love okra. Love it.
Yeah, it has to be fried for me. And I eat almost every other vegetable. I can eat it fresh, but I can only eat okra if it's pickled or fried. Again, no one asked.
No one cared. Gives a shit.
But I do have a strong opinion about it. Shocker. Let's talk about this episode.
Y'all. Do
we have any announcements?
Real quick. 90 Day Foodie Calls dropping season 3. Be sure to be on the lookout for that. If you're not following us on our Instagram,
yep.
You should. Reality Gaze Podcast. That's where you can see it. We've mentioned a new season of Lalu on the $8 tier for Reality Gaze Extra. It's a great season.
It's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
Our charity in the Sissy Squad this month, because it's July, is the Fisher House Foundation. That provides housing and aid to military families who are either having medical issues and where they need to stay near the hospital of a loved one,
mm-hmm.
and also reuniting family members with injured loved ones.
You can donate money. You can also donate airline points and things
like
that.
Yes, you can do that.
So if you're in the Facebook group, there's an announcement you can click on. Or if not, just go to Google Fisher House and go to the website.
Because of COVID, you've got miles that are going to expire.
Yeah,
that's a great idea. If you're like, right. I'm not going to be able to use these before
a lot of people did that with Brave Trails.
Yeah,
bring
Fisher Foundation.
Very helpful.
Donate your miles.
Very helpful thing to do for people. And let's see. We talked about Foodie Call. We talked about Below Deck Med, y'all. The way it's dropping now.
It started with a bang.
So that episode always airs now on Tuesday night. So you're getting
an edible steak. Terribly cooked lobster tails, which is a crime.
And Dushka.
And Dushka.
Just so you remember.
Dushka.
I do. Episode, so 90 Day Fiancé, from now on the schedule is you're getting it on Sunday night, Monday night, and then Below
and
Deck.
Below Deck Med. You're getting a triple play.
You are. And
I've had a triple play run on me before.
Oh, boy. It's been a long time. I've been in a long-term relationship, but I do enjoy it.
I will say, no, it's for me, a triple play is too much. A double play is okay. Because that's only two on you.
Oh, I was doing triple play with everybody.
No, a foursome is too much.
Oh, I'm not. You know what? I'm not into a foursome because usually there's a bottom competing with me, and I'm like, give me all that dick. Because there's always one guy showing up to the orgy who says he's a top, and then he's like, just kidding. And I'm like, bitch.
Then he drops on his back and doesn't
move. When I gave everyone the survey, you all said you were dom tops. Get out. Sorry.
If they
you took my Google survey and you lied.
If he shows up in a belly shirt,
oh
chances
boy.
Are
chances
he's gonna
are,
roll over.
Yeah, he's gonna roll over. Oh, boy. Anyway, so, y'all, we've got
the
lots
baby
of...
baby tea.
Now, these 90-day diaries, we are doing kind of when we can, right? They're slot fillers this week.
Yeah.
Because there's no 90-day
we did not have
Fiance.
A happily ever after.
I don't think... But we're not going to have a break from 90-day Fiance again for a while.
For a while. And we'll just see what we can get in.
We're trying to get them done. We've got Too Hot to Handle, which is going good.
We're trying to see when we have time to get things in and if we get excited about an episode.
Exactly. Yeah. So, anyway... So let's talk about when I'm back on my feet again.
What song is that?
Remember, that's a Michael Bolton song.
What's the name of the song?
Back on My Feet Again.
I don't know it.
Y'all come at me if Michael Bolton was your jam. God, I loved him. Did you ever like him?
I think I'm ambivalent about him.
Love is a powerful thing.
I remember listening, but I think yeah, he's hot, though.
You know who likes Michael Bolton?
Especially with his short hair.
Carl! Carl,
she
they're
does.
Talking about my favorite.
My Michael.
My number two that I can do it with, Carl.
She loves Michael Bolton.
He's king of yacht rock.
He is. He is. He is hot. Especially because he was okay, and then he cut his hair, and you're like, I'm leaning in.
I know. I was kind of the same way.
I'm leaning in and bending over.
Thank you, Sheryl Sandberg, for our newest catchphrase. I'm leaning in and bending over.
We need to put that on a shirt. Y'all, this is 90 Day Diaries, Season 2, Episode 2, Getting Back on Your Feet. This was a great episode.
Yeah, we were just talking. The first episode was kind of like the dregs, and we don't know why they put losers.
They put all the most boring. Well, Molly's not a loser.
No.
We just had already seen her, and she literally did nothing. She looked at a house.
Right. Y'all, this has got four superstars. Of the 9 Day universe.
We've got
Danielle. We've got Anna and Marcel.
Oh,
bees.
How happy were you to see them?
I was
very happy to see them.
Quite an absurd couple through their season.
That's true.
We know them from 9 Day Fiancé season 7.
It's true.
We
have Rebecca and Zied, which is a little too soon since we just
is,
saw them.
But I love seeing them anytime.
I love it when Rebecca's chewing on that lip.
And, well, this was pretty much the entire segment.
And Poodle, who do we have lastly?
And it had all the best things. Younger women.
Yes.
Younger
heights. Things that made her feel old. And not as young as
Zied. I was going to say, check all of her triggers.
Yeah, it was just
we're hitting all of them.
Ding, 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 ding.
Every time they put her in a new situation, Rebecca's eyes would get big and her anxiety. Y'all, we had Corny. As I said, my favorite unintentionally funny reality star. She doesn't know she's funny.
No.
And probably her friends are always saying, Courtney, you are so funny. And she's like, really? I'm not funny.
Oh, my God.
She's unintentionally funny, you guys.
I decided after this, I kind of want to meet her now.
I'm trying to think, what have 100% we said about her?
I would 100% invite her to a live show.
I've definitely called her dumber than a box of hair.
Her boyfriend that she broke up with, the German guy.
Yeah.
Remember when they did, what was it, 90-day self-quarantine?
Quarantine.
And we covered that?
Yeah.
And he messaged us and said, we really enjoyed your show. We didn't really love the comments about the lazy eye, or the eye, but we loved your show. Y'all were very funny. That was fair.
Y'all, you can say what you want to.
I've got a lazy eye, Courtney. I can't do anything about
it. The poods don't pull punches.
He doesn't. He doesn't. So I'm right there with you, Courtney.
I don't think she had a... I think I called her ceiling eyes, because they're always kind of looking up to the eye.
I actually think this is the best she looks.
I agree.
She looked really great this episode. Her makeup always looked
really
good.
It's a little calmed, the makeup.
I think this is the best she
looks. Her C as in it was a little extreme.
Yeah, it was a little extreme. I think it's... she's 30 now. She's so old in her mind.
As she says, I'm 30 now. I need to get married and have children.
I'm withering up. Girl, you're just starting.
I agree.
I just started to learn how to ride dick when I was in my 30s.
I agree. It only gets better.
It only gets better. If you're single in your 30s, you've been given a gift.
And then you turn 40 and you're like, why do I have lower back pain?
Yeah, that happens. Speaking of lower back pain, let's talk about the deal.
I'm gonna go get fake eyelashes.
If you maybe could see my eyelashes through my glasses, you won't notice that my eye won't focus.
So she's giggling as normal. I must say, I'm proud of her.
We've just finished.
I think I mentioned this a couple of shows ago. When we do a live show, part of me wants to do a debate. Who was the real villain in the season with Muhammad and
Danielle? I think we'll have people throwing drinks at one another.
I agree.
People get heated.
I can now see it from both sides.
I can too.
The unfortunate thing is she came off so well on The Single Life.
She did. And that was kind of really the first thing we had of her. But now that we've watched... We just finished season one of Happily Ever After, and on the Patreon we just watched
the best tell-all
we've ever seen. The big tell-all.
The you smell down there.
Whether you listen to us or watch us on the watch along, which I would love it if you would, but if not, just watch Happily Ever After season one.
So anyway, so we know there are like heated feelings.
Yes.
And someone said this, I think it was in our Sissy Squad, our Facebook group, that whenever Muhammad and Danielle are in a room, Danielle is blocking the door with her body almost.
She does do that.
Yeah. And it's almost like it feels like kidnapping a little.
I feel like we're both still more team Danielle.
I am, but I completely get it.
But because Muhammad's such a gross,
he's so awful,
gross con artist. But she conned him too.
Yeah,
but they've made peace with that. But we are going to talk
just
about
friends
that
now. Now they just text about insignificant things like
Muhammad. Mm-hmm. Did you know that stamps have increased by the price of 2 cents since like when the last time it went up? 2018.
Cut to 3 days later.
Muhammad, I just found out they have forever stamps. So you buy them now, you can save money. Does that mean in 200 years, I don't have to pay? Wait, I won't be alive.
Muhammad, can I borrow $100 to buy stamps?
I don't even know if she can. I don't know if she borrows money from him. She would ask his opinion on everything.
Muhammad, I don't have a Venmo. How do I do this? Could you just, if you put $1 in your phone, will it go to mine?
Does that recipe of crock pot macaroni and cheese work? Can you just put the cheese in there and it's fine?
Muhammad, are the Great Value cornflakes as good as the frosted ones with the tiger on them?
Anyway, poor Muhammad's getting these texts. So Danielle, she's getting... I'm proud of Danielle.
Yeah.
And I know you've called them witches who are going to take Danielle's soul from her.
They're the three
sisters. I still think they were sent by Stella Reese. She's talking about her friends, Lexi, Lauren, and what's the last one's
Michelle.
Name?
Michelle. There are no three women. It's Lexi, Lauren, and Michelle.
Lexi, Lauren, Michelle. I met them after I left the kids' dad.
She never says them apart from Lexi, Laura,
Michelle.
And y'all remember, they are 1,100-year-old witches who are trying to resurrect their cult leader, Adrian LaVey, or whatever. And they need to, at the second she... that an idiot has sex again after a long run.
Long bout.
They cut off her head, and then all of a sudden, their leader comes back.
That's
what they're waiting for.
I still think they're angels sent by Della Reese.
No, they need her head.
Regardless of what...
There's no other explanation.
That's another hot debate that we could have at our show. So whatever side you're on...
Murder cult.
Or angels.
I'm murder cult.
These women, they have helped Danielle... kind of recognize that she needs to take care of herself. she needs to be happy.
It's they're saying she needs to put herself first.
Self-care is the best care. I just thought of that. And so...
Wait, did I think of Live, Laugh, Love? Or did someone else come up with that?
That might have been Lexi. So, y'all, she's going to go see Lexi's new baby, actually.
Kaya. I like that name.
I do, too. Kudos to Lexi, y'all, because Lexi just had a baby, and she fucking was able to beat her face and put on...
I know. I noticed that, too.
Huge long eyelashes.
Well, she knew cameras would be there, or... Danielle's cameras somehow.
She knew the cameras were with it. So she goes to see she brings in a casserole.
And
so
this
what
enormous,
do you think she made her?
Oh God.
What do you think she made her?
It definitely had canned biscuits on top.
Oh yes.
It looked like I think she was visiting Maryland. So it may have been something she bought from Publix or something.
What kind of casserole, though, do you think Danielle would make you with
biscuits?
She
makes chicken, Campbell's chicken soup, and she puts biscuits on top of it.
That's it.
And biscuits. Hungry
man. I can see her putting, like, crumbled Fritos for crunch. add it in there.
And a can of peas for vegetables.
And a lot of Velveeta. A lot of Velveeta makes the creamy. Yes, this dog almost attacks her. And she goes, whoa,
whoa. The dog's like trying to... People's dogs need to hold the fuck back.
I do. We had that poodle in episode one. The shaman's poodle almost attacked Molly.
I will say, my mother's dog is not well behaved, but my mother screams at her dog, and the dog does stop.
Muffin, God, stop, Muffin.
No, it's not even that. It's like, it's like this unearthly bellow.
Wow.
My mom goes, like, no one's ever said the word muffin like that.
No one has.
Anger.
No, I still don't know why she named her dog Muffin.
I don't either.
The dog doesn't look like a muffin.
Well, the dog does not act like a muffin. My father called my Aunt Jane, when they were growing up, Muffin.
Oh my God.
I think it has something
to
do with that.
Your mother got this dog when she was pissed at your Aunt Jane.
Possibly.
And she named the dog Muffin.
Yo,
it's like my ex-boyfriend. He broke up with our friend in college who was his girlfriend named Sarah. They broke up. He came out of the closet. We started dating. It was a guy I just was talking about, the email.
Yep.
We started dating, and then he got a dog and named the dog Sarah. And I said, that's some bullshit.
It's
I think he got rid of
that
dog because he didn't train it because it got on drugs.
That you were friends with all of them, and you just kind of, in the merry-go-round of dating, it just kind of spun around.
But really,
like,
Sarah,
you were there.
Sarah really wanted to marry me, but then I came out first. She always thought we would be together.
Yeah, I have a feeling that was a little misguided.
No, we're still good friends. Yeah, well, you know, we're still good friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy. She seems so intelligent, too.
She is, too. Got a master's. She's in the Marines.
I know.
Thank you for her service.
I'm just thinking.
She's moved on. She wised up. She was from... y'all, here it is. You get, like, with music majors...
It's hard because you get with your gay
friends.
Y'all,
she's from, like, a little small town in East Texas. You get these women that are from small, small towns where there's not a gay in the village. And also, they meet this guy, and they're like, he's nice.
And he understands me.
He understands me.
And he listens to me. And he doesn't want to touch my body.
They don't have a Baptist church that they go to with a gay... They're, like, the one Baptist church without a gay choir director.
Yeah.
They might have a woman...
I understand why straight
who really
straight
is
men,
good friends with the woman Beth who cleans the rectory.
I understand why women kind of attach themselves to gay men and kind of have romantic feelings.
And if you don't know,
No, it's more than that. It's like the first man, especially if they grow up without men who listen to them.
Yeah.
Or don't have immediate designs on them sexually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to be validated as a person instead of what your sexual worth
she
is.
She didn't know. She learned real quick. She didn't date any more gay guys after that.
Good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
So I get it. I'm just talking about specifically you.
Yeah.
Because you're a lisping, prancing, mincing fairy.
Oh, yes. I broke some hearts, though. I broke some ladies' hearts. Ladies' hearts.
I know.
I mean, you had a girlfriend, too.
I'm shocked. Still shocked.
I just think, did she grow up in a silo? Like, did she just wasn't around people?
Nell.
Yeah, it was just
Nell. I miss Nell.
Yeah. Gay in the wind. Gay in the wind.
So, y'all, she is, she's talking to Lexi. They're asking about Robert. Now, we've heard, if you watch The Single Life, we saw her date Robert. And we also saw on The Single Life reunion or tell all that Robert had some medical issues, but now he still wants to date. Mm-hmm. I think this was filmed in between the tell all. And
I don't know when it's, but we call bullshit then.
Yeah. So Robert and Danielle are done, you guys. They think.
It's been 4 months. We find out later. Yeah. It's been 4 months and he's always got an excuse. So, but Danielle says, no, we haven't had no date since the last one.
No date since the last one. Boy.
Now, but she does says, I talk to Mohammed more than I do Robert. And here's something that kind of worries me, because she says that she and Mohammed talk like 5 times a week. And I wrote, especially after seeing But especially after seeing this season of Happily Ever After,
yeah,
where she just chased him and kept thinking that he's going to come back to me, I went, no, does Dan? I think Danielle says she's over it, but I bet a part of her thinks Mohammed might come back to her.
I don't know.
I worry about it.
I think Mohammed is not happy alone. He needs someone to make him feel important. Always.
Mm-hmm. He needs attention.
And
he's a sociopath. He's a narcissist.
And so even contact when he's at his lowest, even contact with Danielle, because he knows it can be somehow complete something in him of either talking down to someone or give him a little bit of transactional attention is good enough for him. But the thing about him, you guys, it doesn't matter if the other person gets anything out of it. For him, it's just the appearance of, I'm going to talk to my friends. See, I'm not a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's awful.
He's awful. He's a user.
He's like a shell of a person.
Yeah, he is.
It
was interesting, too, on the finale or on the tell-all, we've never, Poodle says, and I agree that I think Mohammed is like asexual.
Definitely.
He's kind of like talented Mr. Ripley. He's going to use whoever
but
he wants.
But less hot and less clever.
Yes. And he's going to use, though, whoever he wants to get what he wants.
Right.
But when Sean Robinson asked, and I liked her on this tell-all. She kind of went in. But when she asked, a lot of people have thought that maybe you were gay.
He reacted.
He reacted very defensively.
But it's probably a religious thing. Also, he likes to talk about religious things when they're convenient for him.
And then when they're not.
It doesn't matter.
Because he says,
before marriage.
I would never have sex with Louisa. I'm not that type of person. But he had sex with Danielle before marriage.
Right. It's even in Tunisia when they weren't even engaged. Yeah.
Ugh. So anyway, but Danielle said that she's been taking his time to heal, but she tells Lex, she said, I think my biggest insecurity is my weight. That's something that hinders me. And I actually think what the three witches / angel witches have given Danielle is they have given her a little bit more of self awareness.
I agree.
For her to think about, well, what does hinder me from dating?
But it also makes her more likely to have sex. So it's much likely to cut off her head.
Yes, this is true. And so she says, I've been looking at exercises.
Hold that thing.
And I looked at a beach body, but I thought, well, I don't live by a beach, so I can't do that one. And then I looked at Nordic Track, and I thought, well, I don't live in the cold, so I can't do that, really. That's more in the Arctic. And then
I don't speak Norwegian.
No, and then I started looking at roller skating, but you know about my balance, so I can't really do that.
I got vertigo.
Got the vertigo. So then, and then, you know, and I thought about just walking, but
I get scared of those stray dogs and in Sandusky.
Isn't it crazy? Pole dancing? Have you ever heard of pole dancing?
It's this new thing I heard about. You heard about it, Lexi?
Brand new thing.
So she's going pole dancing. And
with
that's
Michelle.
With Michelle the next day. We meet Kelly?
That sounds right. Yeah. But I'm so glad the instructor is not a tiny,
tiny
woman.
It's a full-figured woman.
She's got curves. Oh, I love this woman.
I loved her. I decided when we go on the Ohio Apology Tour,
are we taking a stripper?
I want to take a pole dancing class from her.
I think they were in Maryland because I think she was seeing. Yeah.
We're not going to Maryland.
No.
Sorry, Jackie.
Sorry. Well, we
and all of our Maryland
sissies.
I would go to Baltimore.
Yeah.
I would go to Baltimore just so I could sing.
It's like,
good morning, Baltimore.
And someone would say, shut up, faggot.
Okay.
We've heard that one before.
Yeah, we get it.
So they're pole dancing. The instructor is, and she's doing, it is a little laughable. At one point, she's just kind of like humping the pole.
Danielle is not.
She's ain't coordinated.
She's not coordinated.
Now, I'm not either.
We would look like four fucking horses trying to trot around.
I stay in my lane, y'all. And we
are not dancers
we're
either.
We're not. Now, we do, in our show Cabaret, we always do one dance number.
But it's known as we do a dance number, and the bit is, y'all, we can't dance.
We can't dance.
That's the funny part of it.
And when we do other choreo.
And Poodle has a look on his face the whole time. Kind of
abject
like
abject fear.
It's like kind of the same look as like a guy who feels like he has to come and you already came 10 minutes ago and he's just kind of like, I'm going to do this. That's Poodle when he dances.
My eyes are saucers.
Yes, they're just kind of fixated.
If you're looking for dancing on our tour, You're going to be hoping for that a long time.
If you're a pole dancer, though, let us know if we're coming in a city near you.
Because a dance routine involves a lot of practice.
But
which we're
she's
not gonna
doing
–
she's not really great at the body wave.
Yeah.
But she's trying. But she's able to swing around.
She made her pirouette.
I wrote, Danielle kind of pirouetted, and I was impressed.
And I think pole dancing is hard.
Oh,
yeah.
Nicole, speaking of 90 Day Fiance, Nicole Byer of 90 Day Bay, she pole dances. Have you seen her pole dancing?
Yes.
She's very good.
She's very good.
And it's like she's fucking lifting herself up in the air and going,
I bet it's a workout.
I can't wait to actually. Did they cover? I listened to them, but it's been a while. I don't know if her and Molly covered.
Marcy
covered. Oh, I hope they covered.
They're
this
doing
episode.
90 Day Diaries. They do a little bit of everything.
Then I'm going to have to listen to that episode. I missed it.
I do know they're covering it.
Yeah.
So they are they're finished with the pole dancing and she says, "I'm feeling accomplished and sexy." And y'all, Danielle's going to get her hot girl summer.
Good for her.
Good
for her.
And they're at the dinner with the trio of ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And she's showing off her eyelashes.
Look, Lauren and Michelle. And they're having dinner, and so, I'm calling it now. Mark my words, in a year, Danielle is going to have dyed black hair, just like the rest of y'all. They all
so a coven.
I guess that's a thing. Is it a Kardashian thing? Why women dye their hair dark? It looks good on some women, but on a lot of women, it makes them look way harsher than they
severe.
Are. I don't care for it. But I'm telling you, Danielle's going to have bangs and dye and very long dark hair with extensions.
Especially when they – I think it looked good on Rebecca. We're going to talk about Rebecca here.
It did look good
on
Rebecca.
It was still a little severe.
Looks good on Melanie from Melanie Navarre with her hair darker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, no. Well, her hair is brown.
Yeah.
Not
black.
Not dyed black.
Because most people don't have black hair. So
no.
Dyed black hair, it just looks so harsh.
And it's a lot of upkeep.
Oh, I remember Shelly Denham in middle school. She had ginger red head, strawberry blonde.
She dyed her hair. She said, I'm going to dye my hair black. And you know how when you're at that age, you feel like once you color your hair, it's going to change everything about your appearance. And people are going to look like, Poodle or Jake, who are you with this beautiful blonde hair? And you think you're going to remember when you thought you'd put highlights in your hair and some part of you thought you would end up looking like Jared Leto?
A little. That
there was
that
like
is
that kind
thing.
Of fantasy of your yeah. younger.
And if you're listening, if you were a gay man and you didn't have frosted tips, you're lying to yourself.
You're lying to yourself.
Because you did or you wanted to.
Yeah. And so.
Or the last 2 years, if you were a gay man and didn't bleach their yeah. hair, like every gay man
every
did.
Gay man. So she dyed her hair black and she didn't look like this. She didn't look like Wonder Woman. She looked terrible, and she tried to wash it out, and then her hair turned green.
Yikes.
And it was green for a month, and it just had to grow out. Because Connie over at...
The cut and curl?
At, was it Maintainers? She couldn't...
Maintainers?
No, what was the name of her place? I just found out last week. I saw her daughter at my brother's barbecue. Connie died.
That is part of the cycle of life.
Yeah, she died. What was Connie King's cutting place called?
Who cares? Honestly,
I feel like it was
no one gives a shit.
Maybe it was Maintainers. That was
like
it.
Like Maine, like horse.
Like Maintain, but it was spelled M-A-N-E.
That's kind of clever.
Maintainers.
I think you think it's more funny than I do.
She was at the place in Ardmore called the Main Event. M-A-N-E.
How many salons are there?
There's a lot. There's
we need
a
to
lot.
Move on.
Cutting
so
corner.
Did you notice how
corners are cut?
No, stop.
Cut and curl.
Did you notice how aggressive?
Rock and roll and cut. That one's she's a biker chick. I should move
thank
on.
You. Do okay. you notice how aggressive the flowers are at this table?
No, I did not notice.
Oh, there's so many. Like I guarantee you, they were trying to move them out of the shot. There was so much going on this table. This was also during COVID, so they had to have their own private room.
Oh, yeah.
They were talking about the date she had. We did not see her date with Avon, the black guy.
I need to kind of see. Was this on Single Life season one?
No, I don't think they showed it.
Maybe it was on 90 Day Diaries season one. Because Danielle was on that.
Yeah.
Boy, they're good. They're trying to make me go back and watch. Y'all, it looked like he was...
And he was like,
into her.
Are you some kind of Santa Claus? She's like, and then they we did see Jason, who was just quiet.
He was quiet, very uncomfortable.
But it is the new and improved Danielle, and she's going to have her hot girl summer. Yay.
Yay. And she says, what does she say at the end? She said, she's like, I'm going to get my time.
So let's move on to another fan favorite, kind of, Anna and Marcel. But first, we're going to take a quick radio break.
Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No, see... Now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies, great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love
love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, Queens.
Bees.
Bees?
what's the other things? It feels like 11 years before we talked about these people.
Weren't Anna and Marcel were the first season we covered?
Yes, on 90 Day.
Because they were before the 90 Day season.
No, season OG 90 Day Fiancé season 7.
Oh yeah, they are. Wow.
I think they were did we start with Before the 90 Days?
We did. We did start. So maybe they were our first 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
Whatever. Someone's going to tell us.
Yeah.
Y'all, I missed these two.
Pork?
These two, as I like to say, I forgot. Oh, yes. They're both in their 40s, but they're both emotionally 14.
I forgot how completely useless Marcel is.
Useless.
Although she says he is a carpenter.
Yeah, and that was pretty what he did.
But I need to say, he has a lot of wants for someone who's useless.
I mean,
and I'm glad they're happy together. I'm glad Anna has found someone to complete her.
I am. I'm sad her oldest
son wasn't
in it. I'm sad
it's Marcel.
Yeah. I'm sad our oldest son wasn't in this. Because
we got the middle one.
They
and
said
the
he was at
one.
Work. He doesn't want to be in this anymore.
No.
But God, he was shady.
He's somewhere listening to Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah.
And y'all, because he listens to screamo music.
He does. He does. I'm
probably
sure
somewhere
does.
Starting fires.
Probably. Now, Anna did say, you know, y'all, in their season, Marcel told his family that she had kids and they were not happy, but she says his family has come around now.
I remember that moment when either the sister or the mother was talking, and the voice was disguised, obviously, but they're like, no, Anna has three children, and the voice says, screw it, come home.
Screw it, yes, come home.
I love the image of a very devout Muslim woman saying, screw it, come home.
Probably what happened, though, now is they realize by Anna marrying Marcel, he won't come back home and mooch off with his parents.
Yeah, we kind of thought the theory was that Marcel was the village idiot of whatever.
Yeah, and they were just like, there goes Marcel. So now Marcel says sometimes, y'all, Sissy sent us their honey. Their honey is delicious.
Did you hear him say that Marcel was 40?
Yes.
It's a hard 40.
Marcel is younger than Poodle.
Because he was 30. He was 30. And I look, and say it, I look younger than he
does. No, I'm saying you're over 40. I'm a year behind him. Huh? What? I don't remember that.
18 months younger than
Not me. Not familiar.
Yep.
But I'd like to say, not to toot our own horn, I do think we both look a little younger than Marcel.
Yeah. I don't know if I buy 40.
And this is even me, who I've been too inundated with my father. I haven't even got my Botox touched up in a year. So this is my real face.
Yeah.
Not happy about it.
And it's, so Marcel is a hard 40. I still say, I don't know how much I believe that.
So Marcel, he really wants to have a baby.
Yeah.
That's kind of his thing. And so.
Well, he wants Anna to have a baby. He doesn't want a baby.
Yes, but they
want
to have a baby. So they decide, we should tell the kids that we want to have a baby. Again, the oldest one's
They'll be happy.
The oldest one's done. He graduated high school, isn't he?
Yeah, he's working.
So he's like out and about. And so they've got Gino. Well, which one's the oldest one?
Gino is the middle one.
You're right. Gino
is the middle
Leo.
One. And then Leo is the youngest one.
Gino is totally, he looks completely different.
He's much older.
He has grown up. So
kids grow fast.
Oh, golly, they do. And so she says, well, Marcel and I are going to have a baby. And you see Gino kind of go,
oh. I guess this is real now.
He's like, Mom, I think I'm against this.
He does say, and Marcel says, I can't wait to raise the baby. He will go, he already says he.
Yes, he does.
And the baby will become a Turk. The baby will be a Turk. We'll go back and forth, and the baby will learn about Turkish culture. And Anna says that because she had been bleeding before, she had a procedure. She doesn't bleed anymore, but she cannot carry. Her uterus is not capable of carrying a child. So they're going to do IVF and have a surrogate for with egg extraction.
Leo's kind of happy. Sweet little Leo, y'all. Oh. He just wants to make his mama happy.
He does.
That's all he wants is mama's love.
Gino actually calls it, so wait, is this going to be a fake baby?
Yeah. And Marcel's like, no,
no. No, real baby.
No fake baby. No real baby. Anna, are we having a fake baby? And so, no, they're going to have a real baby. And so.
I think, did Gino say, Marcel's going to want to name it something weird.
Yeah, Gino's like, can you name it, Mom? And she's like, yeah, I'll name it.
Yeah, I'm going to name the baby. Don't worry.
And Leo wants a sister. Because they all, even the boys know, y'all, they know Marcel's going to fuck it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine him as a father?
Kid. No. Yeah. Now, a village is missing its idiot in Turkey.
He's lived here quite a bit. I'm surprised his English.
I thought it was much. Remember when he first came?
That's true. He knew nothing.
He knew like one single word.
That's true. Fuck.
And English is a difficult language.
It is.
However, it seemed that Anna knew more Turkish.
It seems
than
like
Marcel
Anna has picked
knew
up some Turkish.
English.
Anna's not dumb.
No.
She makes dumb choices sometimes.
Yeah. She makes Tiffany style bad
choices.
Yeah,
but she's a smart person. In fact, Marcel even says she's controlling because basically she treats him sometimes like a child because he's a big fucking kid.
He is a big fucking kid.
And she has to say, Marcel, don't touch fire. Anna! Marcel, don't touch fire.
And they work together at the Beauty and the Bee. And that honey, y'all, is good.
It's really fucking good.
They're not paying us to do this, I promise. But
I thought, oh, honey's honey.
Someone gave us some of their cinnamon honey.
Their cinnamon like whipped honey.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So it's good products.
A hot biscuit, you put some butter on that with a little
bit
of that. Woo!
Sounds like someone's been at it.
Woo! It's good.
So I was gonna suggest putting it on fruit, but that works too.
Yeah, because you put it on fruit.
I do.
You didn't put it on a biscuit?
I never put it on a biscuit.
You never put it on anything, bread or bakery?
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't.
We'll see.
It's still there in my refrigerator.
Is it?
Yeah.
So how wonderful are you?
Aren't you special? I was just going to say it's delicious with a little bit on berries, their cinnamon honey.
You know what? Why don't you put it on my dick and suck it?
Oh, gross. It would take more than honey. I'll tell you that. It would take more than even cocaine.
Woo.
Back in my 20s.
Woo.
Did you notice Marcel had on a t-shirt that said beekeeper equals farmer plus crazy?
I agreed with that.
I agree with it too.
I agree with that.
Anyway,
Marcel.
So they're going to do the egg retrieval and then all of a sudden they find out they have to be there. She's taking her injections. And y'all, I'll tell you why Marcel is probably going to have problems being a father. He can't even give Anna the injections.
He can't. He's like, no.
Yeah.
Marcel is.
Which means he's not going to be able to change diapers.
Yeah,
anything
say,
like that.
He is never going to be able to change it. The kid throws up. He's not going to be able to deal with it. He can't. If you can't give her an injection.
Right.
Sorry, I got ADD distracted because, you know, I read these notes on my iPad and every once in a while I get like a news alert. And this news alert said, a study showed that people that eat a diet of southern food are at a higher risk of cardiac problems.
Shocking.
And water is wet. Who paid for that fucking study? You know,
if you're going to Luby's every other day,
do you think bacon grease is really that bad for you, Larry?
Dumbasses.
Sorry, that pissed me off.
So
he's not going to be able to do fucking anything.
They have to be there in like a day and a half. And so it looks like they're looking at flights and she's like, oh, it's going to be too expensive. So we're going to drive 16 and a half hours to Syracuse. because even going because that's cheaper than going to New York City. Because
that where are they? They're outside of Chicago,
Nebraska.
Oh, they're Nebraska. Cool.
So
they wouldn't be that far when we do the Oklahoma tour. Probably just
16 and a half hours.
So they,
with Marcel in the car.
Well,
wonder what they listen to.
Oh,
Prairie Home Companion.
Probably that helps him learn English. Yeah. He likes it for that.
Or
what does
Joel Osteen's book?
Possibly
one of them.
I think that also. I think that Anna definitely. She loved Poison. She loved Def Leppard.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think she definitely like gets to her some of her roots, her 80s hair bands.
So I can only imagine how this would be murder. This, and they finally get there. It's finally, like 17, 18 hours
driving down the highway and the growing
go to egg retrieval.
Don't come back unless I get 8 eggs. 8 eggs.
We're eating Gardettos. That's what
Marcel.
That's what Marcel is eating, Gardettos snack mix.
They are. And so,
with the rye chips that are delicious.
You know what? Those are delicious.
People think those are the worst.
What?
People like
those are the best parts.
People who select the best things of snack mix.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all, if you're throwing away the rye chips, I don't want to meet you.
Those are the best
because
part.
Because there's something wrong with you.
They're the best part.
You don't like, that means you don't like savory things that are oil, that are like toasted.
But you and I don't love pretzels.
I'll eat pretzels.
I'll eat pretzels. They're just salty and dry.
Those are the white rice in that mix.
Yeah, I'm not a big pretzel fan.
Fuck you, non-rye chip eaters.
Wow.
Bottom line.
This just made a stance real quick.
Fuck you.
So, y'all, they go to meet the doc. They meet Dr. Robert Klitz.
I did not know his name, so I'm going to trust you on that one.
Dr. Robert Klitz.
Robert Klitz.
Y'all, this man, and I say this because I know people from my hometown, so does Poodle. This man's high on Jesus.
he does.
He walks in, he's like, hello? God bless y'all.
God bless y'all.
Yep. And he's talking, oh, he's the type of person, if you say, well, doctor.
I'm going to give you a beautiful baby.
You know, I'm
only going to take $65,000.
Yeah, I'm not long for this world, doctor. My dog died. My husband left me. My house burned down.
We're going to wait
for the
Lord.
Someone just blew up my car.
And
he would be so positive and affirming. Well, that's okay. That's okay, Jim.
I can't stand people like that.
Because that means God's got another car for you.
Shut up.
That's Dr. Robert
Klitz. Let me have my moment.
So they talk about it. And then even when he leaves, he says, God bless you all. So they leave.
He is high on Jesus.
They do the procedure. Y'all, she gets 7 eggs.
Yeah, that, I was happy about that.
Now,
did you like it when Marcel says, he seems professional?
He seems professional. Yes.
What was it? The doctor mask?
Yeah, I think that's what Poodle, this is my question to you. Because the doctor says, oh, we got 7 eggs. And then Marcel says, we're going to have a beautiful baby. And I'm like, wait a minute. Do you know how this works, Marcel? Like, it's just the eggs.
Right.
He acts like he was just told they were going to have a baby.
Like, in like 10 minutes, someone just brings out an infant.
Bring a baby. I don't think he gets it.
He is quite simple.
Boy.
And the doctor says in 10 to 11 months, you could have your beautiful baby. I think they have to simplify this for Marcel because he can understand it
otherwise. I don't think he can.
Besides the language and his simplicity.
Question then.
Yes.
Who's smarter? Marcel?
Oh, God.
Or Courtney? Courtney?
Oh, God. You know, I got to give it to Courtney.
I got to give it to Courtney, too.
I do want to say, though, there were 3 fertilized embryos that worked.
Oh, we did
so
find out, yeah.
And so now they're in the process of choosing surrogates.
So I just want y'all to think about that. Marcel had to jack off in a cup. Let that. Close your eyes and think of that.
Pork! Pork!
Pork! Pork!
Anna?
Anna?
Bees?
And yes, y'all. You might not be known, but let's just take a special moment and we want to just say, rest in power to Huey, Dewey, and Louie. the moles that are now gone because Anna probably listened to Poodle.
You're welcome.
Going on and on about her moles. They're gone.
You can write me a thank you card, maybe some honey sometime.
We don't know if Garfield's still on her shoulder. We think so.
Yeah. And I have a feeling he's still hungry.
Just by himself. Just by himself.
Anyway,
in
yes,
memoriam.
Pour one out for Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Pour
y'all,
one out for Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
That were made in a symmetrical, if you bisected her face, they were all in one line.
They were.
Along the San Andreas fault of moles.
What's her name's mole from...
May their memory be a blessing.
May, what's her name's...
Caroline.
Caroline's mole from...
me and you.
My ex, carry on the legacy. What do we name that mole? Quincy?
Oh, what was
Quirky?
The name? I can't remember.
You said something. Somebody will let us know.
No, I was going to say Spike, but Spike was the name of the placenta.
We need to move on, y'all. So Courtney.
Who we did an interview with.
Okay.
That was disgusting.
It was a good segue from Anna Marcel because Courtney is driving. She's like,
oh my God, there's bees everywhere.
God, there's bees everywhere.
Revelations are taking place now.
I'm allergic and they are attracted to me and they sting me.
Because she's a
holy fuck. Who is mailing bees, y'all? Who is mailing bees?
I guess the bee is around the post office truck.
I was scream laughing during this whole segment. She's just, there's something about her that's just so funny to me.
I love her so. So, y'all, I mean,
holy fuck. Who is mailing bees?
So, y'all. She's driving in her...
She really does talk like this.
You know what I love about Courtney? If you look at her Instagram, it looks like she's so rich.
And put together. Yeah.
So successful.
I've seen it.
Really put together. And then her life... But she makes no bones about it. On this show, she doesn't pretend...
Her life is a disaster.
She doesn't try to pretend.
No.
She's so authentically her.
Yeah.
That, God, I love her. She's just driving in her little Geostorm or whatever car it is. And she goes to get out of her car and she's like scared of the bees.
Ah, she's screaming.
And she lives in Orlando.
The city where dreams are made. City that dreams are made of.
Boom.
So... they do give a little introduction of her. Of course, she was with Antonio Courtney, who was a model, and
who
she's
was
like, and
hot.
Y'all didn't go good when she went to meet him. There were some jealousy issues.
Oh yes,
he went to go do laundry.
Oh, you guys, if you haven't seen
that was a great season,
if you haven't seen that season before, it's before the 90 days, right?
Yeah,
where she travels. To his apartment, and she's doing laundry in his apartment with no air conditioning.
And she's got two backpacks.
It might be one of the funniest things I've ever seen on television.
He takes her to a beauty contest that he's judging.
She lands.
She's looking. She's, and she looks good, but she, you know, she feels disgusting.
She just got off a 16-hour fucking flight.
He's like, no, you go to a beauty contest.
No, I must judge beauty. She's like... Okay.
And gorgeous women who he's basically
gorgeous
flirting with.
Spanish women. Yeah. This is in Spain, y'all. Yeah.
Anyway, God, that was a great season.
That God.
Courtney, and her eyes just getting bigger and bigger.
And then she's totally like, I'm not going to have sex with you. Cut to the next day. Antonio got it done.
They banged in like his bunk bed or something.
Oh, yes. Yes. In his little apartment, the size of a shoebox. But it's
and
European apartment.
She, you know who he is, who she is, you guys? Her eyes remind me of Audrina's eyes from The Hills.
Yeah.
They're just kind of always looking up
like
at the ceiling.
They just, it's always like, what's new in the world today?
Yes.
What's new in the world
just
today?
Just vacant.
So she gets home and her parents, I think her mom's name was Brenda. I don't know
something
why
like
I remember
that.
Because we did a lot of sketches of Brenda just being disappointed in her daughter.
So she's still living with her parents because, as she says, lately I've been feeling very lost.
And can I just say, I related to her.
It's a normal
thing.
When
I was 29, I went back to school. Like, if you're not solidified when you start turning 29, 30 and what you want to do, which I want to tell you, if you're there right now, I promise you, y'all.
I still don't know what I want to do.
Yeah, if you're there, you're fine. I promise. Yeah. Courtney, if you're listening,
you're
if you don't
fine.
Hate us by now, we love you. You're fine, Courtney. You are finding your beautiful, imperfect way.
You know what I want for her? I want her to have so much confidence in whatever she chooses, regardless if she thinks it's the wrong choice. To make a choice.
It's what other people think of you is none of your business.
Right.
And she is so concerned. But I was more like that too.
Yeah.
And then when you turn 40, all the fucks drop away. Unless you're poodle and mother poodle's your mother, you have to learn not to care about what your mother thinks at a very
young age. That's true.
So she says, I've been feeling lost. She's been with her parents for a few years and she's like, I want some love, but that's hard to find.
You guys, don't forget what we saw on 90 Day Self-Quarantine.
Quarantine, when she was living with Andy.
Her dating Andy, the German boyfriend. He was a period cop.
So y'all, she went to go see him, but then COVID happened and everything got shut down. And because
she was a quasi-prisoner.
Because her parents were in her 70s.
Yeah,
she was stuck at his house and basically
and
had a quarantine
cup guy
for a month, and he made her hawk his
and
period cups and do commercials.
And at one point, we
don't know if she ever got paid.
And someone's like, "We need to go to Orlando and save Courtney."
Yeah, she was just like, "I don't know." Well, this wasn't in Orlando; it was like Tampa or something. And so
he's like talking to her. It's like, your period's very heavy flow. She's like, yeah, someone, can we come and talk about this?
Can we talk about this? She's like, I don't know. She just started crying. She just, bless her heart.
Your vagina is very heavy flow.
Now she says, but since Andy and I broke up, I'm just stuck at home.
She's feeling
aimless. Unemployed. I don't know what to do with my life.
Because Florida doesn't care about COVID.
And this is scary for her because I understand.
She's
afraid
of
Oklahoma.
Her parents are going to get it.
When you live with someone who's older,
right?
You're concerned. You don't want to go out.
Because, y'all, the governor of Florida has taken one of the most devil-may-care attitudes towards COVID of all.
You know, it's
them.
Just not one of the states with the oldest population in the country.
Yeah.
Glad you care about your constituents.
He wants to be president. That's the issue.
Piece of shit.
So, anyway... the thing is, I discovered a great way to make money. And so we think she's baking cupcakes. I'm like, oh, she's baking those for her parents. She goes into the bathroom, puts a cupcake on the floor, and I'm like, uh-oh.
And she says, I'm a marketing executive, a.k.a. I sell foot pics.
And I take pictures of my feet. And sometimes I smash grapes. And when she squirt the avocado
she
on her feet,
y'all,
I had to pause it and leave the room. I was mortified.
She does have cute feet, I guess, but she's a foot model. And she's like, she talks about
foot
it.
Foot fetish model.
But she talks about it like your mom would talk about her job working for the IRS at Show and Tell. She says, I love foot modeling. I don't have to get up and do my makeup.
I can just put it on.
I don't have to fix my hair. It doesn't even matter if I'm wearing clothes. It's just something everybody can do from your home.
It does sound like she's using it to sell Amway.
Yeah, Amway.
She also says, this is my favorite quote. I actually have another favorite quote, too. I don't understand the obsession with feet, but I love money.
It's what I want.
Same.
You know what?
Same, Courtney.
I kind of came to a revelation because you know I've talked about how so many guys are always into my feet when we hook up. I need to be a foot model. How can I do this?
Maybe it's because you're choosing such freaks.
I'm going to message Courtney. Can she? How do you do this? I'll do it.
I think it's not something...
I'll squirt avocados on my feet.
I don't know if it's as much for men's feet as it is for women's feet.
Get, like, vanilla cake and squeeze it in my toes.
That's disgusting.
Or, like, I don't know, Jell-O. Let's get some lime green Jell-O and just put my toes in it.
I will say...
I will make that money.
Even if you like feet, there was something about her stepping on the grapes with her feet that turned my stomach.
Cut to... I'm going to start being a foot model, and in 6 months, I'm making $5,000 a month, and Poodle's going to say, how do I get into foot modeling?
How can I? I'll be your manager. That's it.
I'm kind of interested.
What do you want him to step on?
I'm legitimately.
What do you want him to step on? Sure, he'll do it.
I could do this in Oklahoma when my dad's taking naps. Just put some barbecue sauce on it.
Just imagine.
Some baked beans.
Imagine explaining that to Aunt Peggy.
Baby, you do what?
So.
Which, by the way, y'all. We've been putting our YouTube lives on our Patreon. We're going to start. The $15 tier can do the watch-alongs, and we put those. We forgot to announce this, actually.
Oh, you're right. We did.
For our Patreon at the $15 tier, it's just on Patreon, not on Supercast, because they don't have video. We do the watch-alongs, our version of Pillow Biter Talk. Well, we do a once-a-month YouTube live where they can where our $15 tier patrons can interact with us. Well, this last one,
we can talk about stuff.
Aunt Peggy made an impromptu cameo
with her dog,
with the dog and her lip. And people lost their shit.
Like someone screamed out, "Icon!
Icon!" And what we've decided doing, we've said we used to do these live, but then people don't see it. So they don't see it, the people that can't come. So anybody on the $15 tier, we're posting that video now.
We're going to post them.
So the video is up with Aunt. If you want to see Aunt Peggy and hear in the flesh, there you go.
She's there.
She's there.
It's a classic.
Classic.
Classless.
I'm totally going to be a foot model now.
Well,
I'm here for it.
You did hear what she said.
She did say this, though.
You know, your feet might get older. So
maybe you age. I've got to do it before I age out.
I think it might. Your window might be closed.
But some people are into old lady feet, I guess.
You can find those.
But I don't care.
So she is dating a guy named Andrew.
Foot fetish modeling is like the voiceover of the porn world. Doesn't matter what you look like.
That's true. Does it matter with like the voiceover world? It matters what connections you have? Possibly.
Maybe.
But everyone, all actors are doing voiceover now. Like that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like all actors, because voiceover, it goes to famous actors now because people may or may not remember their voices.
Yep.
So in other words, James Brolin is probably going to book an ad instead of you.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's really.
Not to get too inside baseball.
It makes me sad a little bit.
Yeah.
Just because.
Remember those announcers who used to do every.
Yeah, and also voice.
Like the guy who did In a World.
And also, actually, voice actors are better.
Are so good.
They're better at animated movies.
Yeah.
Than fucking having Brad Pitt do a pirate.
Instead of hearing Zooey Deschanel do a cotton commercial.
In her kind of weird little voice. Like, I don't know. I love Wanda Sykes, but I'd rather hear a voice actor. So, anyway, it is sad.
Agreed.
I'm a little bit like Share the Wealth. Come on. You're already making money.
They're greedy.
They are. Anyway.
So anyway. That was a negative way to end.
Yeah, I mean, so y'all, she's kind of been talking to this guy, Andrew.
No, she's dating him.
She's dating him. We don't see him. He didn't sign the rights away.
But they do talk on the phone. They've had a one-year relationship. And y'all.
Favorite part, though, she said, "Sunday, this guy named Andrew, his name's kind of like Andy." So I was like, ooh. But I guess I'd like to.
So I was like, ew.
You know what? But I want to date him anyway. He's like a kisser.
Anyway, she says, "This is my favorite quote of the entire episode. You know, I can see having a future with Andrew, but I can also see not. I can see somebody else, too."
See somebody else.
I love the candor.
Yes.
What you see is what you get with her.
Because and some of us are that when we're fucking 30.
But I can also see not.
See not.
You expect she's about to, like, it almost feels like a bachelor-esque kind of thing.
Yeah.
That she thinks she's on The Bachelor.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Matt Sharp, make fucking. Whatever you want to call
it. She needs to be on The Single Life.
She needs to be on The Single Life.
Oh,
but
my God.
I'm telling
she
you,
needs to be on The Single Life.
If Discovery Plus did Life with Courtney, I would subscribe to that in a fucking second.
Oh, I think she's a reality star in the making.
Oh, for sure.
However, she needs a good producer. You need to script situations for her to be in. It can't just be her and her parents. Because she's not going to create that.
No.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I would love it if they were like, they could do different things. Like, one season could be Courtney finds a job, and it could be the season of her just trying all different odd jobs. Courtney finds, then put her on the single life. Courtney finds a house, and it's just her, like, looking at
putting
houses.
Putting up word art
I could,
in
we
her fucking
could produce
house.
This. Yep. Courtney, call us. We'll produce this.
All you have to do is
we put believe her, in you.
Is put her into situations,
oh.
And she's going to say word salad,
oh,
and it's going to be wonderful.
Her Bears All is supposed to be good. I never watched it.
Oh, it was cringe as fuck.
Was she talking about the foot modeling then?
Yes. And Sean,
what did Sean drop?
Sean's like, just kept putting the... Sean kept putting the card over her face because she was mortified for Courtney.
Wow.
Because Courtney's like, yeah, you just make all the money you want. I like money. So she's basically, she says, all the guys who I date for like a year, I'm kind of like, so are you going to marry me? Because I'm thinking about their options.
Yeah.
Because she's super, I just love how pragmatic she is to a fault.
She is. And she's totally in her head and at the same time, naively, ridiculously confident.
Yeah.
It just makes
that's
no
sense. That's what makes her so special.
I know. I know.
I can't get enough of her.
I cannot get enough. So, y'all, she goes to a life coach, like Poodle.
Lizeth.
A life coach. Lizeth. Who I thought was a pretty good life coach. I thought she did a decent job.
It is a normal thing to say, tell me about, as this was the first session.
And it was on TV.
And I guarantee you, normally, you spend most of the time listening.
Yes.
You spend most of the time listening. And also, you guys, people are going to tell you exactly what they want. People are going to tell you, and you have to read the code, though. And people often, like Courtney is coming, people are coming to, most of the time, they are aimless. People will tell you what they want to do. You just have to find the right way to make them think they've thought of it before and validate that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what she's doing. I like the way she's going about this. I tend to avoid jargon and buzzwords that a lot of people do, but she's on that.
She's basically saying, they're talking about the relationship, and she says, you know, she wants to know, is Andrew going to be proposing or not? And Lizeth basically is like, do you know where he's at with this? And then Courtney's like, well, she's like, well, would you say this relationship is meeting your needs? Pause.
No.
He says I complain too much, but it's my favorite hobby.
Because y'all, don't forget, we learned that with Courtney. In her season,
She
loves to complain, she complains all the time.
That's what Antonio could not deal with.
Oh, he could not deal with
it. It's hot in here.
It's hot in Courtney.
I'm really tired.
Courtney, let me sexually calm you.
When are we going to get breakfast?
Courtney, you don't need breakfast. Courtney, you just need my
Can you
my
get some
cock.
Good lighting? I need to put on my makeup.
Courtney, you don't need lighting. So beautiful. So beautiful. Kiss me. Bless me. Bless
Wait,
me,
have
Courtney.
You been talking to Bless another me. Girl?
I got to go.
You were at your mom's house all day.
Laundry. Oh, God.
So I understand what the coach is trying to do here. It is a good question to saying, are your needs being met? And if it's a question of someone saying, I don't know if this person's the right thing for me. And oftentimes I say, picture yourself in 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see this person fitting into, not just fitting into your life, but imagine just having, don't even put anything on it. Imagine what you're doing in 15 years. Is this person beside you?
Yeah, and if that's too overwhelming, take it down to how far you can imagine.
Yeah.
If you can imagine 5 years, one year, 6 months, because some people are like, 15 years, I can't, blah, blah.
Well, she already knows. The thing about it is when someone's worried about this,
she knows.
Her weird arbitrary rules of you date me for a year and then I need to move on.
Uh-huh.
That's the thing. She read a book one time written by someone like Bethany Frankel.
Yep.
Or Patty Stanger.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, only date for a year.
Uh-huh.
And then you need to move on.
Yep, and that's what...
And so that's what she does, and she thinks she needs an answer, and the rules are more important than the people, unfortunately.
Yeah, I agree with
that. So she needs more than this one,
and also,
one coaching session.
She does, and she says... So she does that session. It goes okay. And then she says, I don't know. I need to think more. So she's driving down the road.
She's driving down the highway.
I'm nervous because she's holding. Y'all, she can't even get a suction cup to her window.
She's holding her phone.
And I'm so nervous. And she's crying. And she's like, I just got off the phone with my boyfriend.
On the freeway.
She's like, I was on his way to his house. And he said that he's actually playing games with his friends. And I only see him one time a week. He's not making time for me. Because Courtney does like to be treated like a princess.
Yeah.
And she admits that. But she wanted Antonio to like
really
fucking treat her like a princess. And so she said, I only get to see my boyfriend one day a week. It makes me feel like I'm begging for the bare minimum.
Bare minimum is what they called me in college.
There it goes. Bare minimum. But that's, you know, every other segment kind of ended.
This one is just like.
She just said, the last thing she said was, I'm tired of begging for attention. And scene. Okay, Matt Sharp, we're done. That's a wrap.
I know, it's kind of like.
And we're just like, huh?
Did she run off the road?
What the hell? She okay?
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
I hope that means we're going to see more Courtney in this.
I hope so.
Do they show more people 90 Day Diaries?
I do not know.
We don't even know how this works.
I do not know. Did the first...
Because we didn't watch the first one because it had too much of someone that we don't talk about anymore. And we didn't want to watch it.
Barf.
Yeah.
He is in some of the extras, which we're not watching. Or covering.
Or covering. Let's talk about... There's not a lot. I mean, but let's talk about...
Ludwig
and Zied.
Y'all, Zied's friends are coming over, who he met online.
Yep.
And y'all, I love Zied's butt's gut. It is so
hot. He has great hair. That looks good on him, but the buzz cut.
And y'all, Rebecca's nervous because she doesn't know these people.
His friend
might judge. She's
his friend is
her
an
mouth.
Arabic friend and his American wife, and she's nervous because her ex before met friends.
Course.
He met friends, and then that's where he got the idea to cheat on her.
And you know what? Her ex. My ex from Morocco also had friends.
Also had friends, and then that they were bad influences. So
and he met women to cheat on me through those friends.
She's like, that'll screw you up. Screw up, cause a pun. Almost chewed off the corner of this lip.
I still love. How will I tell Zied that I also ate pizza with my
It was ridiculous. I know. You think it's scripted, and you're like, no, I think Rebecca gets that smushed in her head. She really does.
Yeah, yeah. I love
even
her. We've all
we love Rebecca. Oh, we've all been Rebecca.
We all get it.
We all get it. And
It can come off a little controlling, but I don't think that's
it's not
really the issue.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It's, well, even when... Zied's friend comes up. His friend comes, who's cute, and then
he is cute.
And his wife or girlfriend comes up.
She's worried because she's gonna
like,
be put together.
Hannah seems put together, and Zied rolls his eyes literally when she says this because he's used to this.
Also, you guys, there's furniture in this apartment now.
Their apartment looks really cute.
Yay!
It looks really cute. I would live there.
And she's like, "Is it hot in here?" But just like I would say, or my
exactly.
mother,
and
my
like,
mother
no,
would say.
It, she said it exactly like
I don't think the air conditioner's working. It is 75 in here.
So they have coffee, or they have dinner with them. They're talking about, Zia talks about how he doesn't really have places to go.
Tunisian coffee places where they have hookah and cards. And Ali's like, there are places like that. I can show you those.
But Zied sits at home and he's bored a lot. And Rebecca says later, hearing about you being bored, it makes me sad. I don't want you to be bored and lonely. I want you to be happy. So,
and to his defense, he says, that's not your fault.
Exactly. Nor is it your responsibility.
I don't know if she hears
she didn't hear that.
She
didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Rebecca, it is not your responsibility
and you can't take on
to make
his,
Zied happy.
Yeah. You can't take on his. The happiness has to come from him first.
Because what happens, and we're going to see this. Rebecca often plans something to make Zied happy, and then it becomes a test of Zied
making sure Rebecca's
taking care of
that.
Her.
Yep.
Because, and I get it, because I used to be this person.
Y'all, Rebecca is always giving to other people and trying to take care of other people, but she never says when you need to take care of me.
Right.
So she when someone doesn't take care of her, she gets offended and hurt. And her thing is, well, I've done all this for you. Why aren't you doing all this for me? But this person didn't ask or sometimes even expect for you to do it.
Right.
You just did it.
Right. Exactly.
There you go, Rebecca. I just solved it for you, honey.
He just read you for filth, honey.
I've been you. Send me the check.
Mm-hmm.
We'll chew on that cheek together.
So, as Zied says, I love everything danger.
I love everything danger.
And there, he goes, they're going to go zip lining. And she goes, I just realized, do we have to climb a tree this first? I don't like heights.
Rebecca doesn't think things through, y'all. She just goes, oh, this will be, you know what I bet it is? Rebecca saw a Groupon.
Yeah.
And she went, oh, this will be a good Groupon.
I love this. He loves stuff.
Oh, I love Groupons.
And then the day came and she's like, how can I get out of this?
And she's like, y'all, she is chewing the fuck out of that cheek the way. She's just sitting there. But Zied does say, don't worry, baby. I'll take care of you.
Yeah. Ooh, yum.
So he does say that to her. But
I kind of understand this because I think it does sound a little... I don't like heights either.
She's having to climb up this thing. Y'all, ziplining, this isn't just you go and get on the ledge and you zipline. This is... You're climbing, ziplining, climbing, ziplining.
As she says, also some obstacle course elements.
It's an obstacle course
y'all,
element.
Y'all, they're on a ropes course.
They're on a ropes course. I would not do this. This is very intense.
No.
And they did, y'all, this got so bad that Rebecca, they didn't even film it. We just have a screen of Rebecca got really anxious.
I wonder if it's a different waiver for 90 Day Diaries because it's not really production.
No, they're filming it with their fucking phones.
So she probably would not allow them to use the footage.
Or I bet she didn't film it because she was too fucking scared. She had to hold on with both hands. She's like, I'm not holding a camera and doing this.
So
they didn't even finish it, I don't think.
No, they didn't because they had a fight because she did not want his she was very nervous and he did not notice,
and she said on the way home, and she's like, you're not paying attention that I was scared,
and
that scared me.
So the next day they're driving along and she's still talking about the fight.
She's like, we need to talk about that,
and she's still chewing on her lip.
And Zied's just kind of like, okay.
But you are my best friend.
But you are my best friend.
And then they say best friend, and it's all cute. And y'all, here's the thing. There's no drama with them. They're fine.
They're in a great relationship.
I'm proud for them.
They have great sex.
Yep.
They have, I think, pretty good communication.
Yep.
They both have fun together.
And he's the antidote for Rebecca's debilitating anxiety.
Exactly. And she is the kind of kick in the ass he needs to know. Because I know he got his degree in HVAC.
Yeah.
So I think he's working.
Should be working soon.
I think
soon.
He is. So.
Because I think he should be getting his green card soon.
He should be.
Yeah. That's the show.
That's the show. 90 Day Diaries, y'all.
Season two.
Season three is dropped, and season three
episode three.
Yes, I'm sorry. Is Lauren and Alexi,
who Amira,
Amira's in
and
season
a new
three,
boyfriend,
and a new boyfriend.
I haven't seen anyone else. I need to fast forward to
season four. Just dropped
episode.
God bless me in the face. Episode four, and that is y'all. Stephanie of YouTube fame. She's decided she's not a prude anymore.
Not celibate anymore.
Oh, she's getting that pee and riding that pee to Puss Town.
I guarantee you. To Puss Town?
To Puss Town, yeah.
Wow.
You're welcome. You're welcome, lesbian.
I think she's probably going to be on Single Life next season. I have this feeling.
I wish it was not Stephanie, but I wish it was Erica.
Hopefully it's not who shall it be named. We're not going to talk about him, though. So, if he's on.
Hopefully they took him off.
There's been a lot of outcry about it. So.
A lot of people aren't happy with Amira's boyfriend, either. Apparently,
Oh, Jesus. Oh, right. I remember
about
that.
Did he post something really racist or something like that?
Blackface.
Yeah. It's not good.
Yep. I don't know if this is the current, that one.
But we don't know. Yeah, I don't know. So, but y'all, we're going to cover, we'll get these out to you as soon as we possibly can. But Too Hot to Handle just dropped the rest of their episodes.
Yes.
And we've got to, we want to wrap that up because we've got other Netflix shows coming in the queue and some other stuff. We might even have
some experiments in some kind of fucked up lab.
Yeah, we've got shit we haven't announced yet, but we've got. I think
there's also a show on HBO Max that you'll be seeing.
You can't keep anything secret. I think you're going to be very excited with what you have. And
I'm not sleeping.
And we're not. Someone said, I posted that we're doing 90 Diaries, and they said, the mother in me is worried about both of you, and I wonder if you're getting rest. The answer to that is no. No, we're not.
No.
We're not.
No.
But, you know, as we've said before, this is when we feel our best.
Yeah.
When all this cuckoo craziness is when we get to sit down with y'all and laugh about these ridiculous lonely hearts.
I would have enjoyed eating hot dogs today.
Yeah, that would have been good, too.
And bacon.
Yeah. Mm. We got to go. Poodle, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yeah. And, oh my God, why are there so many bees?
So many bees.
I hate bees. Oh my God, they're so awful.
Who orders bees?
Who sends bees in the mail?
If you're allergic to bees,
call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.